Donald Trump calls out swamp politicians. Pence, Haley, and others will not hire their staffers. By Hannah Knudsen on January 17, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump is moving to drain the swamp yet again. And this time, he is making it clear that his administration does not want anyone who worked for, or is endorsed by, politicians suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, providing a few examples. As of today, the incoming Trump administration has hired over 1,000 people for the United States government. Trump announced on Truth Social on Thursday, describing them as outstanding in every way. And you will see the fruits of their labor over the coming years. We will make America great again, and it will happen very quickly. He exclaimed before making his request clear, highlighting several politicians he does not want staffers from. That includes former Vice President Mike Pence, former Representative Paul Ryan, former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley, and more. In order to save time, money, and effort, it would be helpful if you would not send or recommend to us people who work with or are endorsed by Americans for No Prosperity, headed by Charles Koch, Dumb as a Rock John Bolton, Bird Brain Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Disloyal Warmongers Dick Cheney, and his psycho daughter, Liz, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, General Mark Milley, James Mattis, Mark Esper, or any of the other people suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, more commonly known as TDS. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Trump added. Participating in a Breitbart Fight Club roundtable on Thursday, Laura Trump said her father-in-law is building a team of people around him who are strong, who are solid, who are there to do a job, not stab him in the back, not leak to the press. And I think if you went back and asked Donald Trump, what's a mistake you made during the first term in office? He would say, you know what, the personnel, and the reality is, no one was really prepared for presidential transition after he won the presidency, she said, continuing. This was all new to all of us, and we really did have a small footprint, based on what most presidential campaigns look like. So what did that mean? That meant that, you know, we had a very short amount of time to fill so many of these different positions. And he had to just rely on people who some of them were here at the RNC. Some of them, you know, were folks he really had never interacted with. These people all turn out, of course, to be awful and stab him in the back and do horrible things instead of work on behalf of the American people. He's not going to make that same mistake this time around. And you can see that with all of these picks for his administration. These are great people, she added.